ILJ, 280 ILJ, 280 ILJ, T8 SMR.
Testing 1, 2, 3. N0JFG, testing, 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 testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
I thought I heard a key up in there. Good morning. Welcome back, Fred.
Good morning, Trev. How are you? It's been a while.
I know, between your vacation and my PTO, it has been some time. How was your trip?
It was really good. It was long. We were gone about 10 days, but we did a lot and saw a lot and ate some really good food.
Did you stay with your son during that whole trip, or did you stay at hotels and or stop at any other destinations?
We stayed at hotels our entire trip. We spent 4 days with Trav and his girlfriend, and then we went to Kingman, Arizona, and spent a few days with Karen's sister and her husband, and then we spent 2 days in Vegas.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a well-rounded trip. Yeah, 10 days. I don't think I've ever taken that many days off unless it was, obviously you're not taking it off of work. But maybe I have if I tried to extend like a holiday, Christmas, New Year's, you know, kind of thing. I don't think I'll be able to do that this year. So obviously you're back on the air today, and we're hearing each other. Did you have an opportunity to fix whatever was going on with that coax?
I have not fixed it. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been pondering, because the way I use the radio and the way the cable comes in, even if when I do cut it back a little bit, I'm going to end up with the same issue. So I'm wondering, do I go with stranded center conductor coax, which is a little more flexible? Do I get a new rig where I just cut the wire, fix it, you know, plug it in, and then use a handheld mic or a headset with a boom? I'm pondering that, and I'm wondering what your feelings are.
Well, maybe upgrading the coax is not a bad thing. If just the handling of the installation caused that coax to degrade, that sounds pretty damning for the quality of that coax in general. I know before you headed out, I mentioned that, in fact, I think I mentioned it months ago, but I recently mentioned that I had that radio I could loan you. It's only 2 meters, but I pulled that out of the archives while you were gone, dusted it off, and made sure it had current programming in there, and some local repeaters, Ross's frequency, if I got it right, and I do have that. I actually have that with me, with a interesting little power supply that should be sufficient to run that. If you wanted to try that, the only problem is it's except a PL259, not an SMA connector.
Okay, I think it might have the right connectors. Yeah, because you didn't mention the power supply, because I was looking at radios yesterday, looking at, that are reasonably priced is to get a mobile radio, but then I'm adding on a power supply, and then I'm getting up in there where you start to say, well, geez, is there really much difference in getting a mobile with a power supply versus a just a true base station?
Oh, so that's a good question. That's a big jump. So now you got to get into the question of, you get into the base station, if you will, and you can't see the air quotes. But even a lot of these base stations still require a power supply. The integrated power supply normally doesn't come into play unless it's a higher-end radio, and even some of the higher-end still require an external power supply. Maybe it's for noise purposes to keep the power supply out of the chassis. And I guess that's one more thing that they have to worry about too. But and then there's the idea, are you going to do
UHF, VHF with HF? Or have those separate? Interesting stuff, because then that's another cost adder. And then, that's a lot to think about. That's a big jump.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot about that yesterday, because it's definitely the coax is right near the radio, where the problem is, because of moving the radio all the time, especially when I was using, I didn't use the microphone, I am today, just to reduce the movement. All these things have been going through my head.
Yeah, I can tell you not to buy a nice base station radio. I personally think the mobile radio does just fine, unless you're going to go with a UHF, VHF, HF, all band, all mode radio in one. And then that's a nice investment. That's a big jump. I'm not sure what to say. I think using a mobile can get you by for a while if you can get your hands on one, especially if you can get it cheap. I did go to a ham fest while you were gone, and I did not see a lot of dual bands at a reasonable price. If you watch Marketplace, you can see some, but there's a lot of single band radios, 2 meter or 440. That's why the one I have is just 2 meter. You're welcome to use it. It's available anytime, as early as right now. And then that could give you something temporary in the meantime. And if you put a PL259 on the end of that coax, if you have to trim that back a little bit, you should be good to go. And that could buy you some time. What it doesn't buy you is access to the 440 band.
Yeah, I don't know how much I have been doing on the 440 band. Most of my stuff has been, here on the 2 meter band. So I actually have to do some errands today. I'll give you a text if I decide to do that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we can make that happen for you pretty easily, readily available. Let's see what else is going on. Anything you'd love to see or stop to see if anyone else is in here, so maybe I should do that. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, KC2PT. Good morning to you, sir. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Russ. A big, long three-day weekend, which is another full weekend. Last weekend was full. This weekend was full. It is really good to be back. I woke up this morning at 4 a.m. ready to go, and I'm like, oh, no. We're going to turn over and get one more hour here. And, yeah, things are good. What was your weekend?
Well, very busy. We're counting down the days to the end of Darien Lake, so we've been using up those season passes pretty good. We went Sunday, and then we do Saturday. Saturday, Evelyn has a Pokemon thing at the library up in town, so, yeah. Do a few other things Saturday, but it's kind of a blah day Saturday. But, yeah, Sunday's always been busy. It seems to be our Darien Lake days.
Oh, yeah, definitely getting that's for sure. And yesterday, man, we had a good downpour in the afternoon. So, let's see, Saturday we went to a really funny play, Lynn, I, Carolyn, and Kevin. Sunday, Lynn, I, Carolyn, and Kevin went to a play with Mike Frenzel and his wife, and then we went out to Joey's place for dinner after. That was nice. Yesterday, did some running around, did some shopping, got soaked in the rain, and playing around with where I want to put this head unit in the truck. Right now, I've got it on, some double-sided tape mounted up above my rearview mirror, sort of where I had the TMV7A, but I'm not sure if I like it. I might want to move it down, above the radio console somewhere. So I'm moving that around, playing with that, trying to commit before I do a full installation. The antenna mount should be here Friday.
Which antenna mount did you go with? KC2NVM. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Welcome. I broke down and I went with the third taillight mount, made specifically for this vehicle, and I went with the dual. I just broke down and said, okay, I've been waiting since 2022 when I got this truck, end of 22, beginning of 23, and I hadn't been wanting to drill another hole, but I've been wanting to put the radio back in, put an antenna back in here, but I've been holding off on doing that, so I broke down and bought myself an early Christmas present.
Very nice. How was your day off?
Well, yesterday, it was a productive day. Did some cleaning up at home. Lynn's been asking me to wash the windows. They're not a full bin. You actually have to lift them and take them out and wash the other sides of them. So I did that yesterday. Did my normal grocery shopping, which we normally do on the weekend. Did that on Monday, being off. I didn't see you there. Must have had done that work thing or something. And, just hung out, doing a few things around the house. We started watching this series on Netflix called, the English version is The Billionaire's Bunker. And it's from the creators of Money Heist. Maybe not as good as Money Heist, but it's keeping our interest right now. It's an 8-part series, but I think they're talking about a potential season 2. And we have 2 episodes left. So, yeah, that was my Saturday. Nothing too exciting. It was the weekend that was full, and we knew we were going to need a recovery day.
I got one more board to put down on the deck, and then the floor is done, and then I get to work on the uprights for the railing. So I worked on that before I took Zoe to wrestling yesterday.
Yeah, so you're getting close too. You're coming down to the wire there as well on the weather. Speaking of weather, I assume it was probably pretty nice the whole time you were gone, Brad, was it not?
Have we had a confirmed Brad sighting today?
We did, and in fact, when I called out there first thing, Brad was right there, right on the air. Did you guys not hear him yesterday?
Did not hear him yesterday. I think I went directly into PET knowing that you were off.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to do that. I figured you'd make the connection if you didn't hear anybody right away.
Yesterday I came on and Jeff and Ross were talking about pools and pool decks and slides and all that, and they finished, and I talked to Ross for just a couple minutes. I got on late yesterday. I rolled over and went back to sleep when the alarm went off.
What's with the retired folk going back to bed?
That is our prerogative.
Brad, are you going to come out tonight and shoot?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be down tonight. Yeah, I got to catch up with everybody.
And not that we want to put too much pressure on him, but I'm pretty sure that Jose's technician exam is scheduled for tomorrow, if anyone sees him.
That is very true. Jose's had class last night. And I said, keep taking the exam every time you have a break. Take an exam, start it, just keep going, you'll get it.
I have been studying for the general exam. I am not ready to take it tomorrow night. But I have been doing some studying. I did some while I was traveling. I did it. Your website there, Travis, where I was going through the questions. So I'm getting there.
Yeah, I think Jose was telling me that ham study page was free. I'm going to have to go check that out to see how it compares and see if there's any other value I can include in my my site there. I didn't put too much effort into it, as you know. It's just basic functional. But, yeah, it is what it is. And, yeah, I think Jose's getting a lot of use out of it as well. I guess there's some other updates I could give, but maybe not enough time to do it, and I'll have to share some more things tomorrow. But, yeah, I've got 6:43, so I might make this my final, give you guys one more round, and let's see, maybe I'll turn it over to Ross. I'll listen out, and then I'll head in. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, seems like the whole crew is back again. I'll see you guys at work. KC2PT.
Good morning, everyone. 73's KC2NVM clear.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Brad. How are you? I am had a little late start today. I'm slowly making my way into work here today.
I'm doing pretty good today. I did get up in time to be on the air with Trav and Jeff. It's good. Got a chance to talk to Travis about some radio stuff that got bouncing around.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I've been dabbing around in radios last night. I did a quick online search just to see if anything pops out. The only thing that's popping out is the price tags going up on everything.
Yeah, I was talking to him about the way the cable runs into where I'm sitting, and the way I was using the radio, it definitely was stressing the cable right near the radio. So if I cut it back and I do the same thing, I'm going to end up with the same situation. So do I get a new radio? Do I go down that rabbit hole? And so he gave me a couple options.
Yeah, I have to comment on that today. Your signal is actually really good today compared to yesterday. Yesterday was kind of tough. and that was actually close to you. So I know there's definitely something up there, but whatever you did today seemed to remedy it. It's probably best if you, I know it's a small connector, obviously, on the end of that for the SMA. It's probably a lot of duty cycling for that. Probably went to, I don't know, not to push the issue, but get a something more like a mobile where you can, I know Travis said he's going to give you one to try out. I think he had that 2-meter one. Yeah, just to try that out. Obviously, it's a different connector in that, but those are a little more robust, and I think you can easily switch that out versus trying to be really gentle with that SMA connector.
Yeah, the current setup, because I've kept using the radio vertically, and so the cable was always bending in an arc, so obviously I was had bended too many times. Today I've got the radio laying on its side so that the cable's straight, and using a handheld mic. So that was one of the other options, was that, you know, do I buy a handheld mic or a headset with a boom and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's definitely working good for you today. I got a good signal in, and I'm just coming down pavement road right now.
Okay, so you're still a little bit far away. Yeah, I also have my squelch turned off. That helps your signal or Jeff's signal and Travis's signal come through.
So I heard you and Jeff talk about shooting tonight, Alden Gun Club event.
Tonight is Blaisdell, Tuesday Night Pistol League. Yeah, I'll definitely be going down and see how things are going.
So does Blaisdell have something specific as far as they have, like, a good range? I know Ally seems to have that electronic one. I've seen that. That was interesting. I don't know how that works, but, yeah. Seems like Blaisdell is the place to be for shooting target shooting.
Yeah, tonight is, we shoot at steel, and so there's usually a course of fire where you get into some sort of ready position. When the buzzer goes off, you pull your gun out of your holster and then engage two or three or one. It depends on who set the course up, how many targets. You move to another station, engage some targets there, move to another station and engage more targets. So, you know, you're having to do reloads through your through the movements. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I've never been target shooting, other than trying to get rid of my dad's woodchuck. He used to eat his garden, so to try to get rid of it. He tried fences, everything. It still managed to find a way, so he progressively went to more and more aggressive means of termination of that woodchuck. So eventually it made it up to 22.
Yeah, woodchucks are a industrious animal for sure.
Boy, a lot of people like to, it seems like Halloween seems to be the pretty decorative holiday. I'm looking at a lot of decorations on my way in this morning. A lot of Halloween stuff.
I have heard, or at least Karen has told me, that Halloween is getting to be for people decorating as popular as Christmas, if not more so.
Yeah, I would believe that. I know the stores usually packed with decorations and there's those big skeleton guys. They're like 15 foot tall. They haven't seen one of those. Those are pretty cool. You know, they're all pretty high. So, yeah, I believe it's very decorative. We don't really, we do just the pumpkin. We'll get Evelyn into the pumpkin. She does her part. She decorates only so much, and then she's done with it. and then I have to finish the rest of it. That's my end of it. And then for Christmas, yeah, we'll throw some just lights up in the tree around the house.
Yeah, for the Halloween type stuff, in the past we've gotten some hay bales or some corn stalks and obviously the pumpkins. And that's about all we really do for Halloween. We have the grandkids coming, not this weekend, next weekend. So we'll probably get some pumpkins and let them carve or decorate something. We'll probably let them do that, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, and then I'll usually carve one a day or two before Halloween and have that out when the trick-or-treaters come around.
Yeah, I think my daughter's okay with carving it out. She doesn't like the guts on the inside, so they're getting out all the rind and the seeds and stuff. She doesn't like it. Too mushy, I think. She turns it over to me once she gets to that part.
Yeah, it is pretty slimy. yeah, I can understand that. We'll have to see when the grandkids come, how they react to it. I can't remember. I think we did some with them last year. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle it this year.
Yep, all a good fun. So I just pulled in, Brad, so it took quite the drive. But I'm actually on time for going in, so I have to sign with you. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PT. 73 is Brad. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, and have a great day, 73s, and clear. Talk to you tomorrow.